T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll play Capital Survivor for your chance to win. Not one. We have two pair of tickets to Game 3 Friday night at Capital One Arena. So get your Caps trivia brain flexed. Get it ready for 7:45. Mm-hmm. We will give away those tickets in just about
45
minutes.
Those are for Friday's, tomorrow night's
for
game.
Friday night's game. Game 3 at Cap One Arena.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there.
I will be there. Correct.
Did you get your suite connection, or you don't know yet?
It's still working. Yeah,
TBD.
Yeah.
Eventually, he will.
I have the utmost confidence it will happen.
It'll happen.
It's all good. It'll happen. So we wanted to get into some audio from our friend Grant Paulson from Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. He was on with Kevin Sheehan from Team 980 yesterday, and he's basically just discussing why he would go with Drake May. Why Drake May should be the pick at number two.
For the record, when you were prefacing it saying he's going to convince us, two of us already have Drake May higher than Jaden Daniels.
Right.
I had Drake May number two on my board after Caleb Williams, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels number three. He has Drake May number one.
Right.
So he's trying to convince you and EB.
Right.
I think I have May five on my board.
You do.
You
called him a project.
It's a longer clip.
Okay.
So stick with it.
All right.
And listen to it with an open mind. I think this is one of the best arguments that I've heard.
I definitely want to hear it.
I've got a pretty sizable gap between Drake May and Jaden Daniels, and I would take Drake May over Daniels.
Okay, why?
Several reasons. I guess to start, for me, I like the idea for Drake May of the throws that he can make. I think the things that he does poorly are more easily fixable and coachable than some of my concerns with Jaden Daniels. But with Drake May, people talk about him like he had a bad year last year. Now, this is the only player in college football with 9,000 passing and rushing yards the last 2 years without a great supporting cast, oh, by the way, in the ACC. In fact, if you look at the analytics on wins above replacement for quarterback supporting cast, so we're talking receiver, running back, tight ends, O-line on offense, for the past 2 years, Caleb Williams' group was worth 2.5 wins. Jaden Daniels' group was worth 2.2 wins. McCarthy had the best supporting cast at 2.7 wins, other than Bo Nix, believe it or not, at almost 4 wins. Drake May had a minus war from his supporting cast, meaning they hurt him more than they helped him. I think his age, he is 3 years behind Jaden Daniels in terms of football development on the field. He's going to be 22 years old in season. He's 21 now. You're talking about 26 starts as opposed to 55 is a plus, not a minus. I also think the throws are outrageous. 79 big-time throws is charted by PFF the last 2 years. Since 2020, nobody's had more than 59. One of the first things I look at in young quarterbacks coming out is size at this point. He's massive at 6'4", 230, built in a lab. The big-time throw rate of 8%. The guys at that level in college over the first two rounds the last several years, it's him, Josh Allen, and Justin Fields, who, contrary to popular belief, was a tremendous statistical thrower in college. Only Mahomes dropped back more per game than him. So people talk about, well, it's just the one season. He played really well last year or 2 years, but he threw a lot. And if you look at PFF grade against good competition, Power 5 teams, his was 90. Daniels was 80. Caleb was also 90. Penix was 89. Daniels has been the outlier there, throwing the football against really good competition. So Drake May, to me, is a better athlete than he gets credit for. Over 40 scrambles for first down on third and fourth down the last two seasons. You know, Daniels, as an example, had 22, which I don't hold against him. I'm just using it as context. But I think you design runs for him like Josh Allen in Buffalo on third and fourth and short. You send him off tackle behind pulling guards. I think he is an uber-athletic thrower first, and it's kind of exactly what I salivate about.
All right, so that was Grant Paulson on with Kevin Sheehan. Yep. Stomping for Drake May to be the
Are you convinced, pick. Cakes? Because, again, I already have Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels. Jason has Drake May number one. Are you sold by what Grant Paulson is selling you
he
right there?
He makes some very compelling arguments. There's no doubt about that. But
it's not changing your board.
If I had to turn the card in tonight, if it were Cakes Peters, it would read Jaden Daniels mm-hmm. as the pick.
EB, mm-hmm. you've had Jaden number one. Did Grant convince you at all?
It'd be hard for me to. I just can't pass up Jaden's explosiveness. Like, I just think he's the most dynamic player. But I think he makes a good look. And as he's talking, I pull up his game against Notre Dame as Grant was, and he has one outrageous throw that, you know, it's not like I've studied a lot of Drake May, where he's rolling to his left and he literally just flicks his wrist. It's just a flick, and he throws it 40 yards on a rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we saw it on his pro day. Some of his throws.
He just got.
And
that.
He has the size.
He had the second best downfield numbers last year, only to Michael Penix. So, and Michael Penix obviously had two or three NFL receivers. If Drake May had played for LSU, he would have won the Heisman Trophy.
I saw Zach Kruger post something about percentage of go routes. Did you happen to see that stat?
Mm-hmm.
And the criticism was, well, maybe Jaden, his receivers, they're so good that mm-hmm. he's not really throwing a variety of throws mm-hmm. because 17% of the throws were go routes. Now, they say he throws a good deep ball, mm-hmm. and that's great, but
well, I think
you need to have maybe a wider array of throws in your bag.
Well, I think also the criticism is that the offense isn't super sophisticated there.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they just have such great athletes.
Right.
And also, Grant makes a good point. I've said this too. I mean, the fact that he's only played 2 years, he can get better in the things that he lacks right now. All right. So he hadn't topped out yet.
Right.
He can get better.
Well, why would you think Jaden's topped out? Jaden had tremendous growth.
I'm not saying he's topped out, but one of the criticisms is that Drake May has played a lot less football. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that necessarily hurts him because I think he's better already. He's better than Jaden Daniels in a lot of categories already playing mm-hmm. half the games. So I think that the upside is higher for Drake May.
Plus, when you plug him in,
than it is for Jaden Daniels.
When you plug him in with actual talent around him, it sounded like at Carolina his talent was hurting him.
Well,
the lack of talent was just stark.
Now, look, he didn't face the defenses week in, week out that you know an mm-hmm. SEC quarterback's going to face.
Right.
But he also didn't have the overall talent, didn't have the offensive line, didn't have the running game. His best receiver was out for 5 weeks. You know, he didn't have first-round receivers anyway. So I think there's a lot of boxes that he checks, and he would have checked a lot more boxes if he was playing in a different system with different talent.
I agree with you, EB. Jaden Daniels can get better, and there's been a lot of kind of hype that he got better using virtual reality. I don't know enough about it, but a lot of people have said that he's a good processor, and some of that might have been using these, you know, VR headsets.
What we just saw around campus.
Yeah, but that he practices looking 1, 2, 3, 4, and right. going through the progressions.
I'm sure that is helpful. We just saw a huge growth in this last year. Huge mm-hmm. growth. Went from a fifth-round grade to maybe the number two overall pick in the draft.
I mean, I don't know that he was a fifth round grade. I've heard some people say he was projected like third
okay.
round.
But
yes, he shot up.
Of course he improved.
I heard fifth round.
Of course.
You were third. Huge jump in production. And why can't that continue? I'm 54 years old. I'm improving.
So you're not sold by Grant Paulson's argument. We can open up to callers.
800-636-1067.
I know, but you're not moved enough to change your decision.
No.
Because I think that Jaden's overall talent is just too tantalizing.
Although we're going to see at 9 o'clock, you're going to have the number two pick representing the Commanders. And yesterday you said Jaden Daniels is the number one on your board, but you might end up picking J.J. McCarthy.
Well, the only thing I'm scared about is that I am scared about that frame and just getting jacked up. And then I actually don't know how he's going to – I think the number one attribute you need beyond athleticism is the ability to read the field and all that stuff. We don't know how any of these guys are going to do it at the next level. That's just scary.
Yeah, you better be a quick processor.
Right. Like, I think the reason why Brock Purdy is so good is because he sees the field so well.
Also, he has the experience. That's the one thing. I read an article, and it was about scouts and what they look for and all that stuff. And it was kind of projecting a possible trend, and that they said that when Purdy got to the league, now he was in a great situation, but he had had so many games of experience that he had seen all these defenses, and that's maybe a knock on Drake May. You can say he can get better, but you just haven't seen enough.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm taking Jaden. I'm taking Jaden 100%. I don't know why the Bears don't strongly consider it.
My thought with Jaden is he could turn out to be Lamar, but he also could turn out to be Fields, like Fields got mentioned there,
mm-hmm.
or he could turn out to be RG3 and get hurt. I kind of feel like Drake May, he's going to be Josh Allen or Justin Herbert.
There's a chance. It is impressive when you see him take a hit. I saw him take a hit, and he's just such a big dude.
He's a big dude.
It just he's going to get bigger.
And
when
you know
you're 20,
what?
Get bigger.
And it doesn't look like a big deal.
People question the athleticism compared to Daniels, and I understand that. I mean, Daniels just got that burst, and you ran for 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards.
No,
whatever.
I know he's a great athlete.
But
I know
May
he's a great athlete.
Leaps over defenders.
Yeah, no, he's
and
a
they're
great
not
athlete.
Defenders that are going like this.
No, I know.
These are defenders that are standing up, and he's jumping over them.
Did any of you guys happen to hear the interview on Grant Danny's show with Jim Nagy?
I did hear it, yeah.
So he runs the Senior Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and he actually worked with Adam Peters in New England. And I think he worked with Dan Quinn in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he talked about the prospects that he had seen. And he loves Jaden Daniels. But he also loves Drake May and said that they watched just the feet, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were amazed by his footwork. Now, he's been knocked for his footwork. But they were saying, you know, because he played basketball all the way through high school. Mm-hmm. That he had, like, that's where he can clean up some of those things. And I also saw a lot of the knocks on Drake May right now are the same. Like, if you went back to pre-draft and you looked at what they said about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, very similar.
Yeah.
Allen was inaccurate, bad footwork, this, that, and the other. Patrick Mahomes, same thing. Misses the layups, takes too many dangerous shots, bad footwork. This is the best two quarterbacks in the game.
But who would you rather have right now, Josh Allen or Lamar?
I think I'd rather have Josh Allen.
It's close.
It's very
so close.
I just maybe think that Josh Allen's play is more sustainable. I don't know what Lamar's going to look like at 35. He's unbelievable right now, and he's become a really good passer.
Mm-hmm. See, I think he's coming in way ahead of where Lamar was as a passer coming in.
Josh Allen's more prolific in like overall touchdowns.
I think Josh can I think Drake is a guy, but might get just from what I've seen, he's a guy that can get you 40 yards on a run, you know, maybe score. Mm-hmm. But I think Jaden could go 80, like you said.
He definitely can.
Yep. He could go 80.
He could
score for at any point.
You're right.
So that's just that.
And I do think
that extra
and I do
bit.
Think the knock on May being inconsistent and inaccurate at times has a lot to do with the fact that he probably tried to do a little too much.
I'm sure
to keep him keep the Tar Heels in games. So
it was the same.
Look,
knock
they both can
Josh.
Be really good. They both can be really good. Now, they both can be bust, too. Yeah. It's just a matter of how you view it, you know, 2-3 years down the road. Who do you think is going to be better? We can't get into Adam Peters' mind. Seems like they're going to go Daniels, but I think it is a guess.
Because they're not saying anything. I went to JP Finley afterwards, and I was like, they're not leaking at all. Because they're not saying anything.
But the pick is they've made their decision.
Oh,
that was being reported last night. They have settled on who they're picking at number two. We just don't know who it is.
I believe that,
at this point.
That. I don't think they're wavering.
Take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Have you been swayed by the audio that you just heard from Grant Paulson? If you're a Jaden Daniels guy or girl at this point, can your opinion change where you swing over to Drake May after you heard what Grant Paulson had to say to Kevin Sheehan? We'll take your calls on that next, 800-636-1067.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember, you can hear every Commander's pick in the 2024 NFL Draft exclusively on the Team 980. Also, Grant and Danny are hosting a draft show simulcast on both stations tonight. That's Thursday night, live from Dudley's in Shirlington, and then Linnell is on afterwards until midnight. So we got the whole draft covered.
Dudley's, I saw this during the break.
Kevin Dudley's?
On Fox 5 was named one of the top 200 sports bars in America.
Jared Dudley's.
Chris Dudley.
Yes, all of the Dudley's. Good.
Moore.
Very good. Dudley Moore, good one.
He solid. Played Arthur.
He did,
back
yes.
in the day. Way he's got to be day. Dead, right? If dead or alive.
I think he's dead.
Really?
I think he's been dead for a while. I think he had like a... I'm going to go like some sort of brain seizure or aneurysm did
right,
him in.
Then you're, but that's, sure you're right.
You sound confident. So
I do sound
know.
Confident, but I could very well be wrong.
He died in 2002.
Told you.
Wow.
It's been quite a while.
All right, can I give you my theory? I have a theory.
You have a theory. Okay.
About what?
All right.
Quarterbacks.
So this is about the Jaden thing. Because it is, listen, I don't care what you say. There has been
theories.
Some weirdness, right, about Jaden and not embracing DC, and he's saying all the right things now.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, and I'd be a thrill. I come down, and I believe it. Like, he'll be thrilled putting on whatever hat it is.
Yeah,
it's that. I understand what you're saying. It's definitely weird.
It's just
there's
been
a noise.
Weird vibe
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
The vibe.
Whether you believe it or not,
it's not. It's not what he's saying. It's kind of the tone. And
everything's been weird.
Yeah,
and even when they asked about the Commanders, he's yeah, whatever team drafts me, I'll be excited. Like he didn't say yeah, if the Commanders draft. You know what I mean? He's still kind of distancing himself. But whatever. I do believe if the Skins take him at 2, he'll be thrilled. Oh, at the end of the day. Put him on that PJ, he'll be happy. But here's my theory, and it just came to me on draft day. I don't know why I didn't think of this 2 months ago. What if this is actually Jaden's? It's kind of like he's a little wishy-washy on Washington because he's gotten wishy-washy vibes from them. So, you know, like maybe you holler at a chick, and she's not giving you the same vibe back. It's so you're kind of distancing yourself.
You're saying it's kind of a defense mechanism.
Defense mechanism.
It's his armor.
Because
he doesn't
want to
get turned down. He doesn't want to get sullen if he gets turned down.
And he doesn't want people thinking, hey, man, or just maybe it's a way of saying, if I'm not getting the vibe, I didn't even want her anyway.
Well, that was part of the conversation and the noise about the Top Golf thing. They didn't feel special.
Right.
That he thought it should be a one-on-one. I mean, this is, again, he never said that directly.
I know people are interpreting. That's
the interpretation all along.
Is that he might not be feeling the love from them, so he's putting it out there in the ether. I don't even want to be with them anyway. Like, not saying it specifically, but maybe his agent, it's just kind of like, defense, like, you know, Jaden didn't even really want to be there in D.C. We're not, and secretly what they mean is we're not really feeling the love from them. And then Dravy told me, it's just a theory. Lurch, you look at me like I'm crazy. It's just a theory. And then Dravy said he saw an interview with Drake May, and they said to Drake, do you have an yes. idea who's picking you? And he looked at him and he winked.
Well, yeah. No. He said idea. They said the question was, do you have an idea where you're going to go? And he said, I have an idea.
Yeah,
so, yes.
The follow up to that was Dan Patrick said, do you like the cold? You play football in the cold? And he goes, yeah, I can play football in the cold.
But that could also mean he knows the Patriots are going to, like, the Patriots
sure,
may have said, if you're there at three,
of course.
We're picking you.
Of course.
Or the Vikings say, we're going to trade up. To get you.
Possibly. But maybe the reason why we're getting this overall just kind of, it's even like an issue that people feel like they need to address it, is because he's not feeling love. It's not that he doesn't want to come here. It's that he's just getting wishy-washy vibes from
It's definitely
them.
Possible. Also, I don't know that any of us know his personality
it,
well
but
enough.
Did I sell you Valdez? No.
Like, he doesn't appear to be this ebullient guy over the
he's
top.
A pretty,
he's kind of a pretty chill, reserved guy from what I've seen. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
By the way, the number,
but
the,
yeah, they
the,
could.
The
they
odds could've... on FanDuel for the number two overall pick, Drake May, is +650. I think they're taking Drake May. I said this a couple weeks ago. I think they're going to take May. I don't think they're going to take Daniels.
Well, then you should place some money on it because that's a big return.
I think I will
put $100 on it.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
What is someone telling you that?
What
that you think they're going to take Drake May?
No, it's just my vibe.
I don't know, but I think rarely do you step out on a branch like
but
that.
But I think that's just a crazy number.
Peters has been so good.
Jason's
at
been very resolute
under wraps
in May.
That I won't be surprised if they take Drake May. I won't be surprised if they take Jaden Daniels.
I'll be a little bit surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised but I just think that they're going to take May. I think it's the better quarterback.
Jaden's -950 to be the pick.
Yes, right. He is. Yeah.
I know, but they don't know anything.
But FanDuel doesn't know.
It's just a market.
They literally don't know.
Yeah.
Again, everybody thought Will Levis was going to be a top 10 pick last year.
All right.
I always go back to the original. You got to go back to like the December or January mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes back to those.
Right.
We talk ourselves, we go mm-hmm. into circles here the 4 months leading up to it, and it always goes back to those first mock drafts.
Right. And that would be Drake May,
and they
right?
They all had Drake May mm-hmm. at number two.
But that also probably had J.J. McCarthy as a third rounder. And everybody's saying he's going to be a first rounder.
That's the name that I will be shocked by. If it's J.J. McCarthy.
I think J.J.'s pro ready.
I will be stunned by that one.
It won't be J.J.
I don't think it will be, but that one
It'll
will be
one of those two guys.
Yeah, J.J. sucks. The only one in Natty. Two state championships. His coach says he's the best quarterback in the draft. He's terrible.
I'm not saying he's terrible, but
Tim Tebow had similar resume.
Yeah. Yeah. He throws a lot better than Tim Tebow.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody else put, you know, the argument of he's won. Somebody put out somebody else who won very similar right. and had all this and just was like a nothing in the pros.
I discount the whole
J.J. McCarthy is going to be a starter in this league, I think, for a long time. I think he's going to be a good player.
I don't know.
We'll see.
He could be Daniel Jones.
Right. All right.
Or he could be Kirk Cousins. I mean, that's a pretty good comp.
Yeah.
If you turn into Kirk Cousins.
Let's go to Teresa, ladies first. Hey, Teresa.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Great. How are you?
Look, I want May. I'm from May. I don't want no RG3 number two. I didn't want RG3 when we got him. I wanted Cousins. But I think May is going to be the better one all around. You put him in LSU, he's great. All them great receivers, he'd be great.
Right.
But I'm for him, okay?
I think you're going to get him.
Okay, I hope so.
I think Jason knows something because I don't think he would be that. I
just
don't know.
He's been voicing that for a while.
You don't listen to me. I've said this
no,
many times.
No, I know you said that's who you think is the best.
I said many times you tune out a lot. I said many times I think they're going to take May.
I think you know something.
I don't know anybody.
He's telling
over there.
You he doesn't.
I mean, I don't know anybody over there.
You tune out.
I think you know something.
Maybe you know Drake May's agent.
You know something because you think they're taking Daniels.
I actually don't know what they're taking.
Exactly.
But I think.
But you always ask me, who do you think they're taking?
I know, but listen, don't take this the wrong way.
I don't think they're
taking. You don't like to go out on a limb. You're going out on a limb right now.
I don't think that's going out on a limb.
You're typically not a go out on a limb guy. You're very much a favorite guy.
Penix would be going out on a limb.
You're a favorites guy.
Yeah, that's but
incorrect.
Probably 25% of the mock drafts have Drake May at 2.
Okay.
It's not outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it's not crazy. I think it's a coin flip.
As Drab said, if you went back a few months, Drake May would have been the prohibitive favorite at number 2. It changed because Jaden Daniels had an outrageous season and won the Heisman.
Can you guys help me here for a second? What time does the draft actually start? My wife's trying to make a dinner reservation because she says the draft starts at noon. I go, no. The coverage starts at noon. The draft is what, 7 p.m.
No.
Probably?
No, this starts at 8.
And it's 8, okay.
First pick will be in probably like 8:12.
10, yeah.
All right, because I need to be home.
Washington will be picking around 8:20.
She's like, you can watch it wherever. You know. I'm like, no, I got to be home.
Yeah, you got to be home.
All right.
No, you have commercial break, CB.
Dinner at 8?
Yeah.
Way too late.
8 dinner.
No. If the draft starts at 8, I got to be here before that.
Yeah, it's dinner at 5:30.
She's trying to tell me the draft starts at noon. I mean, I know it doesn't start at noon.
Is she on the air talking about the NFL draft incessantly for 3 straight months?
Hey, just tell her.
She may know Skull, though.
My daughter
know that. I'm not knowing Skull.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello, Dennis.
That's good. I think that, I don't know, I have a funny feeling that they're going to take Daniels, but I want Drake May. I think that Daniels, being a runner and saying the stuff, you know, like he wants to be the best runner, running quarterback in the league and this and that. And I think that he'll get hurt eventually. I think that he's going to get hurt eventually being such a runner. Right. And I want passing quarterback. And I like Drake May.
You can't draft scared.
I feel
you can't
like
draft scared the guys are going to get hurt.
His all answer to that is
all of them.
He has a good answer, I think. I've been getting hit my whole life. And knock on wood, thank God I haven't gotten hurt yet.
Yeah.
One of the guys I heard him comp
I feel like fans to, are starting to flip a little bit too.
One of the guys I heard him like comp it. To is Randall Cunningham. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Herm Edwards who coached.
I think he has a quicker
Jaden
release
at
than
Arizona at
than
Arizona State. Randall Cunningham, no, but it was thin build.
Yeah.
And great runner.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at his career. 16 games started in 88, 16 games started in 89, 16 games in 1990. I mean, you can survive. I mean, big guys get hurt, small guys get hurt. Yes, there's probably a greater likelihood for a skinny guy, but he figured out a way to play all the games last year in the SEC.
Man, if Adam Peters saw him in that cold tub and the tiny little chest, he may have pivoted.
He definitely has a bird chest.
You know, Drake May at that point.
I watched that interview.
I disrespect his bird chest.
It was a 15-minute interview. He didn't get in the water until halfway. His feet were in it for 15 minutes. All I could think about was how frozen his feet were.
Oh, so cold.
Did you think about that? All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. What's up? Let's be quick.
Mark.
Look, here's the deal. I think it's obvious you have to take Drake Daniels. I mean, Drake Daniels. Jaden Daniels, because you can't draft a quarterback on potential. We've been drafting on potential for the last 30 years, going back to Heath Shuler, Jason Campbell, Robert Griffin III, to Dwayne Haskins. You either have leadership or you don't. We're not talking about talent here, Jason. We're talking about leadership. Mm-hmm. Right now, that's Jaden Daniels. You need leadership. You need guys that can lead men. Jaden can do that. We don't know if Drake can do that yet, and that's the reason why they're taking Jaden.
Why do you
the
say that?
Why everything is
why
change.
Do you know that Drake isn't a leader?
What do you mean he's not a leader?
Well, here's the deal. How did he do against everybody else that he's been playing against? And I personally think Drake May should go back another year. Wow. And he could win the Heisman, and he will be the number one pick.
That's insane. I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't
Mark?
Think it's insane.
He's going to go back. He's going to be a top
Well, no,
pick.
He's not going back, but I don't think it's an insane thought because a lot of these experts who've played in the NFL, who've scouted in the NFL, believe that he could use another year.
That's fine, but you can't turn down $35 million.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to burn on earning
another year,
his earning power.
Potentially blow out your knee playing for Carolina.
It's not like he's a projected second rounder.
That is idiotic.
I know, but it's not the same thought to think that he needs more time. Many people are saying
that. He can serve his apprenticeship in the NFL and learn.
Well, I don't know how many people are saying. I don't know what percentage of people are saying that, but there might be people saying, you're ready to start week one.
Yes.
Let's go to Mo. Largo. Mo, what's up, bud? Mo?
Mo?
Yes, sir. Go
hey, that's you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Okay, so look, I heard the segment yesterday with Grand Danny and how they were going back and forth advocating for both sides. And going into that, I was pro Jaden. And I will say that I do want Jaden, but I feel like they're going to take May. There are some very interesting statistics that they posed with that Grant put up yesterday about, you know, his completion percentage after being moved off his spot and, you know, how 70% of his throws were to his first read. And with his mentality of wanting to be the leading rusher in the NFL, my question becomes, how long is that sustainable? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the flashy, you know, player that can go 80 and everything, but with that mentality, how long is that sustainable with his physical makeup? You know what I'm saying? So
unknown.
You know, I know, and that's the scary part. That's the part that makes me nervous. And so, you know, I would love for us to take Jaden, but I think they're going to take May.
Mo, real quick. Yeah, everyone knows that you're a accomplished golfer, played golf in college.
Yes, sir.
If you saw Jaden Daniels poo-poo swung like cakes, would that be a knock?
No. What would be a knock would be his mentality trying to hit golf balls. If he would just throw the club down and be, oh, man, I can't do this, and, you know, not being able to stick it through and, you know, being able to take instruction from guys around him that
right.
might have a little bit more experience, then that would be a red flag for me. But if he's not good at golf, no, that wouldn't be a red flag.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
Just
right,
one guy's
Mo.
Opinion
it, buddy.
On what we were talking about before. Dan Orlovsky was on Rich Eisen on Monday. Here's what he said about Drake May. Now, he was supposing that New England might take him. Says, if New England wants to take Drake May at third overall, they better have a free agent quarterback already signed. Drake May has to be on the Jordan Love type of timeline. Drake May has to sit.
Well, they do have.
One guy's opinion.
Well, what do you mean if they have to have a free agent quarterback? What's he mean?
He's saying he's not going to start week
he
one.
Thinks New England has to have somebody better in place. I don't think New England's depth chart. Who do they have?
They've got Brissett.
Oh, they got Brissett.
Yeah, why is he saying that when they already have Brissett?
He's pointing out that he believes that free agent quarterback needs to start and Drake May has to sit.
Right.
Well, I'm not against him sitting for, but I'm against him sitting for a full year. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
or
let me just say something.
Multiple years, you can't have that.
If you're right.
Number two pick, I mean, it's one thing to sit for a month, and Brissett's a pretty good quarterback to learn from in front of you. I think much better than Mariota. But I don't think you sit him for a year.
If you're right and they do take him, it's going to be great, though, because it would just be great to see everybody be wrong. Like, it really will be. Like, everyone's so resolute.
Schefter and Breer and all those
people.
Yes,
it'll be great. That will be actually
great. Because
they
all think it's going to be Daniels?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Coming up next, we will play.
I think it's worth plus 650.
We'll play Caps Survivor. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. On the line, not one, two pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Rangers in Game 3 at Capital One Arena on Friday.
All right, guys, my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax is on a bit of a military kick these days. No, he's not enlisting, but he is insisting that we make sure as many of you as possible qualify for the exceptional BMW military incentive. Take advantage of it. Active duty. National Guard, reserves, veterans, spouses, family members. The list goes on and on. You may very well be eligible and not even know it. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Get behind the wheel for thousands less thanks to BMW's amazing military incentives. Learn more at BMWFairfax.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight,
You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Remember, you can hear every Commanders pick in the 2024 NFL Draft exclusively on Team 980. So got you covered for all of your NFL Draft coverage. And Grant and Danny are hosting a draft show simulcast on both stations tonight. They're live from Dudley's in Shirlington. Linnell is on afterwards until midnight. So all of your NFL Draft coverage is happening today on Team 980. And, of course, here on 106.7. The Fan.
When you were playing the Dudley game earlier, I forget, did you mention Dudley Bradley?
I did not.
No, he did not.
I did not.
What was his famous shot? Didn't he have like a famous shot when he was with the Bullets?
Not sure. Barely
Dudley Bradley, do you have like some outrageous game winner?
He was more of a defensive-oriented guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like he hit like a crazy three.
He might have. I mean, he might have.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have great prizes online for Caps Survivor. We have two pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Rangers tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com.
People want to go to the game.
Well, sure.
It's rock and roll.
They want to go free of charge.
Yeah.
So Capital Survivor,
can't blame them.
Caps trivia questions. We'll rip through them one at a time. You miss, you're out. Last two standing, win the prizes.
All right.
And you have to be able to go to the game.
Yeah, that would be optimal. You need to be able to use
it. If you can't go on Friday night, get off the line.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Let's go to Rob. I'm just going in order. Hey, Rob.
Hi.
Hello, Rob.
Rob.
What number did Ole Kolzig wear for the Washington Capitals?
Oh, 72?
That's incorrect, sir.
Was 72 Holpe?
Are we saving this question?
No, he wore 37 because people are going to look it up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we'll just scratch that. Come on, you got to know that. That's
all
a,
right.
That's a
one's out.
Question.
Down
that's
to seven.
I had no
down
idea.
To seven donks.
Kind of in a hard one.
Who's next?
It was for me.
Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Chris, Caps Survivor, plus or minus 2 years. How old is John Carlson?
37.
He's 34. You're outside the range. Sorry, bro. He's out. Down to six. All this right. Might go fast.
Go to
they're
John.
Not, you guys, they're not out. You have to have people advance.
Yeah. Assuming people advance.
Well, all right, so I won't hang up on the future ones. John.
Ha.
What's going on, John?
John, what number did Rod Langway wear for the Washington Capitals?
Now that's easy.
Oh, that's before my time. Langway, I'm going to go with...
I don't remember either.
29.
I mean, you see it hanging in the rafters every time you go to Capital One Arena. It's number five. He's one of the four jerseys that's retired.
Oh, terrible with numbers.
I mean, you got to know that.
Yeah.
All right, I
got to
stop
agree.
Hanging up on these guys because no one's going to get one right. Let's go to Andy.
Should call you Richard here since you don't listen.
No,
Andy.
Just... Hey, what's up, guys?
Before he joined the Washington Capitals, what team did T.J. Oshie play for in the NHL?
The Blues.
That's the winner. Correct.
All right, so he's...
Stay on the line.
So we're good. All right, let's go to Adam. Hey, Adam.
Morning.
Adam, what country is dreamy former capital Peter Bondra from?
Sweden.
No.
No, incorrect. Jason? You're the world's foremost expert in where people are from. I mean, you know Peter Bondra. You should know where he's from.
I'm just grasping. Belarus?
Slovakian.
That's all the same.
That's really hard.
It's all the same.
They're all former, like,
kind of
they're all former republics. Soviet Union.
Yeah. All right, he's Slovakian, Rick.
All right. Let's
go to Roy. Hey, Roy.
Morning.
Hey, Roy. Canadian or American is the category. He comes on our show weekly. He led the team in points. Dylan Strome.
Canada.
Definitely Canadian.
He is Canadian. You survive. Stay on the line.
Correct.
All right, hold on. Stay on hold. All right, let's go to Steve.
Do you think whoever came up with this music is rich?
I hope so. Because it gets used a lot.
I don't know. Like, what if you're like just a contract, like CBS employee?
It'd be such a bad beat.
Hey, come up with the music for this game show.
Yeah, like you're Mike Marr.
We'll pay you $2,000. And they're like, okay, I'll take $2,000. And then they got just hosed.
All right, let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He calls Washington Capitals games on 106.7 The Fan.
John Walton.
John Walton, correct. He advances. Good for you, sir.
All right, he advances.
That's much easier than some of the other questions.
Where Peter Bondra is from?
Well, yeah.
That's
much easier.
That's in my medium category.
Okay, all right.
Maybe that was a schmedium.
People criticize the question always.
Always. It's evergreen.
Yes.
Go to Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Ricky.
What's up?
Ricky, he led the Capitals this season in assists.
Ricky. Carly.
John Carlson. All right, we got four left. We moved to round two.
All right.
The last two standing win the tickets to the Caps game
Hey,
Friday.
Hey, Andy.
Night.
Jay.
Andy, he scored the overtime game winner versus Columbus in game three to win the first game in the Caps' 2018 Cup run. It was a critical goal that prevented the Caps from going in a 0-3 hole against Columbus.
Longest question ever.
I'm just giving you some context.
I don't know the question. I can't concentrate that long.
I'm going to go with Smith Pelly.
Incorrect. Who's our guy? Laws Ella.
Keep him on the line, EB.
It's a huge goal.
I do remember it now.
It's a massive goal.
I remember it now that you say it.
These people consider themselves Capitals fans.
All right.
How dare they?
Go to Roy.
All right.
Roy.
Roy, listed at 6 feet, 6 inches tall. According to the roster, this cap center is the tallest cap.
Know it. Easy.
Wait, Michael?
No.
Sorry, my friend.
Alexei Protas.
I was going to say
Protas.
He is a tall dude.
He's a.
I didn't realize he was 6'6".
All right, so he's done, right? He's
not necessarily, because the other guy.
He missed it.
but missed Andy it. Missed. We better hook up Steve and Ricky.
All right. You can call back.
How many people are left?
I don't know. Let's go
Three?
To Steve. Look, it's not that professional of an organization, okay? We're just trying to get through this show. Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, he was the Capitals head coach following Barry Trotz.
Todd Reardon?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. So, see, now you guys have had a big to-do about nothing.
All right.
All right.
You're still alive.
Well, actually, if the next guy gets this right, I believe Steve wins because Andy's out. Andy missed the question.
So, Steve and
Steve's
Ricky.
A survivor. Steve wins. Ricky and Rant. Ricky's still alive, but Steve's a winner. Congratulations. Right. Stay on the line. You win some Caps tickets.
I'm confused.
Me too.
I'll explain afterwards.
No, that's fine. You don't have to.
Ricky, you have a chance to win tickets right here if you answer this question correctly.
All right.
Who's
Canadian or American? Goalie Darcy Kuemper.
He's American.
He hails from Saskatoon.
Why That's definitely not in America. Why would you say
Nobody
that?
Nobody names our kid Darcy.
So Ricky and now Andy are still alive.
And he's Kuemper with a U. I mean, That's weird, too.
It was a horrible guess.
And Roy. Roy's back on.
Oh, all right.
And Roy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
Roy, what team did the Capitals beat in the Eastern Conference Finals to advance to their first Stanley Cup Final in 1998?
The Penguins.
Who did he say?
Sorry, he said Penguins.
They beat the Buffalo Sabres.
All right.
Go to Andy. Hey, Andy.
Was Lindy Ruff the coach?
He's the coach there again, which is weird.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Andy, come on.
Yeah.
Ask him a freaking question.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Andy. What number does Charlie Lindgren wear?
Lindgren, I'm going to say.
You're guessing.
Damn. 34?
He's 79. All right. So, once again, I believe we have a chance right here. If Ricky, this person answers it correctly,
then he's a winner.
He's a winner. So Cakes hook him.
I'm going to hook him. I'm going to hook you.
Ricky.
All right. I think this is a layup. He's the Capitals' all-time penalty minutes leader. Name him and you win. You go to the game. And I'll give you a hint, a bonus hint. His name is one of four retired by the Capitals. Now you better get it.
Ooh, big hint.
Well, it's not Willie. That would have been my guess.
Oh, I didn't. No, he's saying I didn't punch him up.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Geez.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you know the answer?
No.
I mean, just guess.
Just egregious.
Can I guess?
All right. Who are we going
to? Your favorite coach of all time.
Dale Hunter. Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Good Lord.
Another round?
Got to do another round.
Roy. Hope you got questions.
Roy, go, quick.
Speed round.
Craig Lachlan, a.k.a. The Locker, was drafted originally by this NHL team.
Boom. Have no clue.
All right, he doesn't
Montreal.
Know. All right, let's go to Andy.
Andy, Canadian or American? Defenseman Ethan Bear.
American.
He's Canadian.
So Canadian. He has Bear in his name. You think he's not a Canadian guy?
Right, for the win, this is the third time he's had a chance to win it.
All right. This former Capital.
Ricky can't bring it home. He doesn't want to go to the game.
Ricky, listen to me. This former Cap won a cup here. Then he went to Colorado and won a cup there. Name him and you win.
It can't be done.
It's just really hard. It's Andre Burakovsky. You can't get that?
You gotta be a real nerd.
Yeah, well, this is the prize is for Caps nerds.
All right, what are we gonna do? We need to move on. Standing is coming up next. So we have a pair of tickets left.
Yep,
right?
We still have some we got one playoff win. Tickets. We'll give those away.
Drabby, how'd that work? How'd that work out?
Just how we thought it would.
All right, we'll be joined by Ben Standing. Covers the Commanders for The Athletic. He'll join us next here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.